Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And you could still send us texts. Hell, you can still call. I just wanted to introduce some other things for people who are either a little Tiger trade deadline talked out or just bigger football fans because they put pads on today out at Allen Park. Before we get to that, just a reminder, here our Twitter poll is open for another, what do we got here? Another 48 minutes. Call your shot now. The Tigers going to collapse and lose the division. Yes, they will blow this. No, this is just a slump. 47% of people think they're going to blow the division. And the authenticity of that, whether or not these are emotionally driven responses, I'm thinking, and then what they're saying is 47% of the people, if the money was even, you would take the field over the Tigers right now with their 8-game lead, the biggest in baseball. You would take the field over the Tigers. You don't think they're pulling out of this. You think they're going to collapse. And you think this is going to... Now, it's not impossible. Now, we don't have to look very far. A year ago, everything was inverted. Tigers were lifeless. Didn't look like a team that was even going to sniff contention. And what did they do? They got white hot. Pretty much the last 2 months made the playoffs. Now, they didn't win the division. So let's be clear about that. But 47% of our audience that is... taking the time and the effort, the people that follow us on Twitter have gone and voted that they would take the field right now over the Tigers to win the American League Central. It's a bit of a wow for me. 248-539-9797. Okay. So the Lions, pads today. Good news. Caught the updates today. Terrion Arnold and Derek Barnes are back. Barnes had a finger, according to Dan Campbell. Other newsworthy items, they have been flip-flopping Tate Ratledge and Graham Glasgow. They're putting Glasgow now at center and Ratledge at right guard. And that's where they currently are, how they're currently rolling. But they are going to continue to experiment a little bit. But they've been playing Ratledge at center. Now they moved Ratledge back to guard and Glasgow to center. As far as newsworthy notes, Dan Campbell speaking today says Christian Mahogany, the physicality is there and he likes where he's at. So that is certainly question on this team. When you lose a player like Frank Ragnow in the center, the interior of the offensive line can take a huge blow. There's material there to work with, but we'll see if they can find the right combination to go out and see if, Manu is in the mix here or Frazier, the other offensive lineman they took. They got to make sure they shore up the interior of the offensive line. That could be a big, big, big loss. And, that's pretty obvious. So hopefully the offensive line, the material that they have will be enough. And Dan Campbell likes the intensity. As much as they have had to gear down a little bit over the non-padded portions, and he's had to stop practice. And he made the point today, fights are a waste of time. You get in fights, spend 10, 15 minutes breaking it up, and that's 10, 15 minutes that you're not getting work done, and that's his primary objective. But here we go. On day one of pads, here's what Dan Campbell had to say about them putting the pads on and getting to work. It gets real here. I mean, as much as, you know, we're so thirsty for football that unpadded practices create excitement and we talk about it, the truth is it's not football. Now it gets to be more like football. And even now it's not football. It's just practice and it's always friendly fire. And there's sometimes you go 100%, but ultimately you don't really start making judgments, probably honestly, to the regular season. Some guys are battling for jobs, but fewer this year than in years past. All right, so here we go. I found this cut very interesting because the Lions still have some needs. I think people would like to see them specifically on the defensive line. When they lost Levi Onwuzurike, that cut into a group that already was struggling with depth with Aleem McNeil out. You've got, you know, questions at the edge rusher opposite of Aiden Hutchinson still. And I'm always very intrigued in Brad Holmes and the way he operates. It's the most competent management team we've seen the Lions have. I'm an admitted Brad bot. But Dan Campbell was talking about how this is where you really evaluate your own guys. But he didn't stop there. Talked about how Brad is looking at rosters everywhere, trying to see if anybody becomes available that can help them.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Okay. Maybe it's just me, but I find that stuff fascinating. Scouring NFL rosters for cut candidates or trade candidates, like a guy that is buried on a depth chart or a guy that's losing his job to a younger player that might be expendable somewhere else. That to me is the really interesting part that I would love to know. That's the fly on the wall stuff. I would love to know what they're saying. When they look at other rosters, are they seeing guys that can help them? Are they projecting which players might become available? And we have a for instance today. The Raiders releasing defensive tackle Christian Wilkins. And after 1 year in Vegas, where he was hurt much of the year, He had some monster seasons in his career, his previous stop in Miami. As a run stuffer, as a pass rusher. He was a very expensive player in Vegas. He got hurt. And the Raiders, I guess, were unhappy with how he treated rehab from his foot injury that kept him out for much of last season. And they voided the remaining $35.2 million on his contract. Now, he's filing a grievance with the NFLPA and trying to get his money. But this is a guy that I wonder if the Lions are kicking the tires on. Right? Are they, you know, if he wasn't taking rehab seriously, if there's merit to that, doesn't seem like the kind of player that the Lions would go after. But if you look at his career, he had some really good seasons mixed in. He's 30 years old. Do I think he's a 100% go get him guy and he's going to make a difference? No, but I think he's clearly to me a kick the tires on guy. Kang, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that Brad Holmes, he's dialed in to know what's going on over there. And if he's not, he's going to find out, right? And him or his people. I mean, he's got a good network over there. And I definitely think you kick the tires. And we know Lee McNeil is going to be out a certain amount of time for sure. They drafted a defensive tackle, but he's a rookie. DJ Reader is getting up there in years, and he's a different type of defensive tackle. So they could definitely use some depth and some help there. Do I see him becoming a Lion? Probably not. I think there was a reason why the Raiders, they don't feel very confident at all, obviously, and they're upset, so they're trying to take all their money back. So I'm guessing there's some truth to that, but I'd still, hey, you got to make a phone call, right?
Yeah, I would think. Look, this team, you know, they were probably counting on a rotation of Anzarike, Aleem McNeil, and DJ Reader and other guys mixed in, but to not have Anzarike and Aleem McNeil, you got to talk about the ability to stuff the run, to stop the run, to pressure the collapse pockets, to pressure the quarterback from the interior. It's an important part of playing defense. And there's no question that there's an erosion of the talent there. But, I mean, look, I brought that name up because, you know, the comment that Brad is always looking at other rosters and other things that are going on. So I'm sure this has crossed his desk, okay? But the question becomes, I'm fascinated what else has crossed his desk. Who else he's looking for? Maybe it's just me, but I love that kind of stuff. How do you make yourself better with a spare part from somewhere else? And that doesn't mean you're going to go out and get an all-pro player. It just means you got to be better than what the Lions have in-house. Or maybe not better in the starters, but good depth guys. Remember last year they were signing guys off the street? How close is Tyreek Williams?
Yeah, and I always go back to this. Like, even if you don't sign him right away, you've got some background on him now, right? And you're going to follow him, and you're going to know whether they fit your system or not. Because, you know, knock on wood, injuries do happen, and it does get to an extent where you got to go back down the rabbit hole of, hey, remember this guy in camp,
yep,
right? Remember those joint practices? I think they're evaluating the other team as well. Like, hey, who's not going to make that team that we might want to use on our roster?
All right, so Dan Campbell today also talked about his take on the Alex Anzalone situation, which is kind of the story over here that's not a big deal. Not a big deal, but he gives us his take. And every year there's a player or two that makes a roster, right, that you're not expecting. He got asked about one of those guys today and had some glowing things to say. We will play that for you starting at 118 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. So home ownership is closer than you think with a mortgage loan from the University of Michigan Credit Union. Imagine stepping into your dream home with no application fee and right now get $750 off your closing costs when you finance with UMCU. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms to fit your life. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for pre-approval or ready to build or refinance, UMCU is here to help. Visit umcu.org to get started, insured by NCUA. NMLS number 712343. UMCU is an equal opportunity lender.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.